Morning New Covenant, or you might be listening to this. My name is Jeff Trask. I'm giving a short summary of some of the things that the Champaign-Urbana Reparations Coalition has accomplished. It stems from being able to start this organization, start this group from the New Covenant Reparations Committee that Renee asked me to chair, and we, as other people will share, made progress in that regards as well. But in terms of CURC, as we call it, Champaign-Urbana Reparations Coalition, we strongly believe in the need to form a commission for reparations for African Americans in Champaign County. Through a lot of hard work over the past almost 3 years now, we've been able to get the city of Urbana and also the Champaign County Board to both agree to not only participate, but also fund a commission for reparations for African Americans in Champaign County. We are working on the city of Champaign, and we also have various plugs into the University of Illinois that we are hope to make a difference there as well. With all that said, we've also been able to really engage the community over the last 3 years in various community events, town halls, public hearings. I've been able to do presentations in many different locations, high schools, rotaries, churches, and the like. And out of this group has also come a pretty strong coalition of people who meet every month, every third Thursday, 6:30 at New Covenant. And we basically continue to game plan. How do we educate our community? How do we get this reparations bill passed, an ordinance passed in Champaign now, and get a commission started and going? And also just try to continue to press forward for reparations. If you pay attention to world affairs, you would know that the president of Ghana recently created a resolution that stated that the slave trade, some people say slave trafficking of Africans, over the course of hundreds of years, infecting millions of people then and even more millions now, should be considered the worst crime against humanity in history. And glad to report that 123 nations agreed, 52 abstained, 3 disagreed. And I can give you one guess as to what one of those 3 disagreeing countries might have been. But in any case, it just shows that the world is changing, even if the United States is moving a little more slowly. But we will see, in my opinion, reparations happen in the future. And I'm really excited about being a part of that on an international level, a national level, and a state level. And, of course, the local level where all this started, because even my involvement on State Reparations Commission and with First Repair on a national level and my work with the United Nations, all of that has stemmed from being asked to be the chair of the New Covenant Fellowship Reparations Committee. So really exciting to share those kind of things. And thank you for all your support. I look forward to moving forward together.